was something else that made an extra nice lamp and a white light.
And when you used to, when you first took trips in the automobile, what was the chief problem?
Punctures.
What about
the
gas? You'd have to
keep changing. Well, oh yes, and the gas would get water in it.
I see.
And a little water in it would just, well, that was just deadly. You couldn't move a peg. And I think when they were filling these tanks, maybe it rained in there with it or something. But it was just terrible.
What would you, what would the man have to keep changing then? Or where were the punctures? What was inside the tires?
Inner tubes.
Is that,
And then those old things you had to crank and people were breaking the arms all the time.
About boats, if a boat has been built, you want to first get it into the water, what is that process called?
Launching.
Just a launch. And where are the small boats that are used in this area? How are they referred to on the various lakes just for fishing, things like that?
Well, you mean motorboats?
Before motorboats, what were they?
I don't know. Wouldn't be canoes. I don't know what you'd call that boat.
But, rowboat.
Well, yes. I guess yes, you would say rowboat.
But did you ever hear of a pirogue or any other name for small boats?
I don't think of one. What would that be?
Well, they're different terms. Your Louisiana relatives may very well say bateau or pirogue.
Oh, I know what you mean, uh-huh. Yes. I've seen that in Louisiana, South Louisiana and all.
And, let's see. If you are interested in getting cloth of a certain color to match something that you have, you take what to the store?
Sample.
And for a man's suit, say, what?
You mean for the same purpose?
Yes.
Well, I don't know anything except sample. Of course, you hear the word swatch, but I don't think that's a...
mean the same thing?
I think that's mostly in draperies and such things as that, they would be more apt to use it that way.
And, to sign your name and say in ink, you'd use a
pen.
And, then.
You don't mean fountain pen or anything like that?
Fountain pen.
Uh-huh.
And then to hold a baby's diaper in place, so you'd have to use a
safety pin.
And you mentioned a pail was made
A bucket. Uh-huh.
Yes, and the bucket was made of cedar. The pail was made of often.
Well, yes. I would say probably tin, because you know, aluminum is something of more
recent.
More recent than.
And people say you've
often heard of a tin bucket.
Yes. And people might say a dime used to be worth...
I don't know that.
So many cents, right? In other words, someone might talk about inflation and say...
a dime was worth 10 cents.
Right, used to be, right? And...
I see now why they're going to have aluminum pennies.
Aluminum?
I think it was aluminum, and I didn't know that they would want to use aluminum that way. I thought they had other uses for it, but I'm sure it's aluminum. Said copper was too scarce. And you know, I saw somewhere the other day, they said that they were getting in behind these people that were using aluminum wires for wiring, electric wiring, instead of copper, that they were causing all kind of fires and trouble. I never heard of such a thing. As aluminum wire.
In houses.
Right. And they said, I don't know. I suppose whoever was doing it, well, they weren't, you know, they weren't meeting the building requirements.
Yeah.
Said some of these people that were, well, I guess they thought they could get by with it and were getting by with it. I don't know whether it was Ralph Nader getting after them or who it was, but somebody was.
Mm-hmm. I know that in Austria, the smaller coins, the Goshen, made up some sort of a very light metal. You don't think you've got any money if you hold it. I don't think you feel
well, I think all the money is just so ugly and dingy looking, and you can't tell quarters from nickels.
Right.
It's all just horrible ugly now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And then we're going to have aluminum pennies.
Yes.